When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, boys, hello, girls, and hello, non-binary folk, and welcome back to the Judgiest Podcast, this side of the Mississippi. I won't say which side.
But this side.
But this side. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are
the Judgies.
Everybody, look at my nails.
Whoa.
Ooh.
You know what they remind me of?
Opals.
Yep, that's what I was going to say.
And Bononos.
That's no. Yeah, I was gonna say opals.
Genuinely?
No. Yes.
What were you gonna say?
Fuck.
What are you gonna say?
They're really cool, though.
No pressure.
Shiny Easter eggs, plastic ones. Slash paws.
Slash paws. You know, clearly, well, slash paws.
They're opal, and I'm obsessed with them. I just got them done today.
Cool.
They're very neat.
They're very cool.
Very sick.
Very neat. Very cool.
I've got a couple things at the top.
Opalescent.
I got a couple things at the top. Is that all right?
No, I want to keep talking about my nails.
They're about you.
No, I definitely don't want to know. Wait, is it good?
One is good, one is bad. Bad news or good news first?
Bad news.
Actually, only one of them's about you. But one of them's good news, one of them's bad news.
But is the good thing about me?
No.
Bad news.
I don't know if
bad
I can
news,
take
bad
it.
News.
Bad news is you can only send one message on Instagram now to somebody who doesn't follow you before you have to accept it.
Yes.
So they were just, somebody in the Discord was like, I can't send more stories to Erica.
Oh.
So you're going to have to get on
that,
girly. Because
I read all my stories, and if I don't like them, then I just don't respond.
Okay.
Ooh.
And then Teo's birthday today. How about that? Lord Teo.
Happy birthday, Teo.
Happy also, birthday, Teo. Wait, so that was it? That was
the good news. But even better news that does involve you, actually, is the third thing that I keep forgetting that I need to announce, that we need to announce. This episode is coming out on the Monday of Thanksgiving.
Hence my blazer, my fit.
Interesting.
What, you don't get fit. Dressed up for Thanksgiving?
This is what I wore this for Thanksgiving. It's an orange flannel.
Oh, well, I'll probably wear this on Thanksgiving.
Well, if I'm going to a Friendsgiving, I'll dress up. Not at a Thanksgiving. I'm not trying to impress people in my own family.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Anywho.
Whoop-de-woo.
This Friday, the Friday that this comes out, November
20th
of this Friday. It's Thanksgiving's on a weird day this year.
It's on a Thursday. What the fuck?
No,
am
day,
I right?
Day of the month. Everybody knew.
Friday, November 24th.
Yeah, Thanksgiving on the 23rd. That's so early.
That is an early one.
So on November 24th, we will be doing a live stream over on patreon.com/judgiespod. For our any tier, just join the Patreon. It'll be an extra special bonus episode where allegedly some of us may or may not be ingesting marijuana of some kind and eating leftover Thanksgiving food and having a little Friendsgiving with you guys.
Yay!
So that's patreon.com/judgiespod. That'll be this Friday as you're hearing it. Just head on over. Yeah.
24th, Friday, the 24th.
$1 will get you in, but $10 will get you bonus episodes every week. You can't beat that.
Hey, you can't beat that.
Ooh. Weekly bonus episode. I love that. I was thinking that earlier. It's just catchy.
She just sings it.
I do. It's also, just catchy. I like it.
Also, the elephant in the room. It was 2 weeks in a row that we've had technical difficulties on my camera.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Followed by technically a third week, right? Because wasn't it 2 weeks of unfocused?
Fuck, was it unfocused to no feed to no focus? Unfocused?
You were focused on the Halloween
episode.
Oh,
thank God.
Before...
You're right. But it was three in a row that we recorded, I think. Or maybe,
yeah.
I don't know. Anywho, sorry about that, I guess.
Whoopsies, that was a Chrissy mistake.
But not all of them.
the biggest one.
It is funny to me that we've talked about this off the pod. I can't believe we made it to episode 178 before we accidentally deleted an important file.
It is episode 180.
No, 178.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shit, he deleted 180.
We kept saying 180, and I went on my computer, and I was like, I don't have a 180 folder at all. But no, it's 178. Okay. But still kind of crazy, unless you count the time when I deleted all of our back catalog on accident.
Yeah.
So we don't have that. But we didn't need those.
There's a chance we should probably just pay somebody to recover it.
Anywho, we don't just talk about random bull spit on this podcast.
We open mail
on this podcast. What that entails is us going to our P.O. Box at P.O. Box of the Animal 60350 and addressing to the judges. Thanks.
Hello, judges.
Hi. Hello.
My name is Emma, and gave last name too. I'm not gonna dox you that hard. And I've listened to the pod on Spotify and on YouTube for almost 2 years now. I love the work you guys do and recommend y'all to everyone I know.
Actually, everyone?
It says recommend y'all everywhere I go, but I stumbled and I just ad-libbed. When I need a good laugh, there you all are. Thank you for that. Also, here is a save the date for my wedding coming up next year. Obviously, it's across the country, so I wouldn't expect you to make it, but thought I'd send it anyways. Lots of love.
Emma.
Which
side of the Mississippi?
Far side.
The left side, depending on which side you're standing on.
Interesting.
Which direction you're facing.
Interesting.
They are getting married. Oh, she's marrying Christian.
What the hell?
What the fuck? I didn't sign up for this.
No offense, Emma, but my Christian's cuter.
What the hell?
Oh, but they're getting married in Oregon on June 8th.
My Emma's cuter. How about that?
Okay.
Wait, no. She's cuter than your Emma is what I meant to say. How about that? I bet you that bites.
No.
Yeah, another one. That freaking bites.
I bet you that bites.
Ooh, this is fancy.
I was going to say, before you even opened it, the acoustics of that letter were top notch.
I agree.
It's a nice heavy card stock. And
what do you think the paperweight we're working with here?
It opens up. Oh, God, this is nice. Can I just show it and you blur it?
You've been showing it the whole time.
I have not. I've been down below here.
Just fold it this way.
Okay, well.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It is like this, yeah, and then you all open.
I'll blur it.
I don't know how this works. But you open it.
That's like a house.
And it's just, you got the RSVP and then the stuff. Oh my God. It's just a cool envelope.
Hey,
it's not an envelope.
Erica, I didn't have any plans 2 weeks from now, so I'll spend all week editing that blur on.
Cool.
It's going to have to motion track it. It's going to be all fucked up.
Josh and Raina, congratulations.
What the hell?
On your
arraignment.
December 2nd wedding in Tennessee.
December 2nd.
Hey, that's Josh's the only ton I see.
Thanks.
I liked your wedding invitation. It was very cool.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Because the RSVP like detaches at the bottom. You just like snip it off and then it's already got the address on there.
Oh, that's sick.
That's what I'm saying. It's a cool.
So we were double showing the address.
Yeah. There's two spots you got to blur. Sorry.
And guess what? I'm not horrible at transitions because we don't just open up mail on this podcast. We also podcast on this podcast. The only podcast this side of the Mississippi that does podcast on a podcast. Don't fact check that. But what that entails is us going online and finding silly little stories. Sometimes beautiful baby boy Christian does it.
Just a little sweet baby boy does it. / am I the asshole? Am I?
Won't.
Am I the asshole for canceling Thanksgiving?
Whoa, Thanksgiving theme story?
Where?
Crazy. Sorry. It's a holiday episode.
It does keep cutting me off catching me off guard because we are like this is coming out the week of Thanksgiving, but we're recording it November 23rd. Wait, fuck. November 3rd.
Yeah, this is going to come out a long time from now. Do we have the episodes? Are we doing the math right here?
Wait, was the next week one supposed to be?
Sure. I believe you.
I, 40 female, have hosted Thanksgiving for my family. husband, children, mother, siblings, and their spouses for the last 20 years now. There was never an issue until my brother met his now wife, Julie.
Aye.
5 years ago.
I got bad vibes from her already.
Julie
because
is...
her name is Julie?
No, because she's causing issues about the Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes.
Don't cause issues about Thanksgiving. Julie is very big into fad diets. I'm talking Atkins, keto, South Beach. And every year she sends me a list of foods that she cannot eat and a list of things that she can.
Okay.
Last year...
That's a you problem. You figure that out.
Last year, I cooked her the exact keto foods that she wanted, and she was upset with the entire meal because my brother didn't want to eat it with her. So then they ended up fighting at the dinner table.
Okay.
Last week,
sucks.
She sent me a text that she is now on a fertility diet as they're starting IVF, and sent me a list of foods that she cannot eat and a planned menu for me to cook for her.
Cook your own fucking food then. I'm getting heated.
Yeah, if it's going to be that specific, for sure, especially if it's a voluntary thing.
I texted her back and told her that this year I was making one meal and one meal only.
Good.
And she could either eat what was being served or she could bring her own food.
Yes.
She texted back and told me that I was being selfish and that I don't care about her.
That's probably also accurate. She sounds miserable.
My brother then called me up the next day and asked if I was happy about ruining Thanksgiving, and then started to yell about how their barbecue at their barbecue last summer, they catered food to my food allergies. I'm allergic to strawberries, and I have to carry an EpiPen on me.
Weirdly specific.
Yeah, what a weird one to take
like,
you out.
Like, only strawberries is interesting.
Yeah.
And
I mean, our one roommate was allergic to bananas.
Yeah, but like when I think of like fruit allergies, it's like, it gives me like a weird rash or like my tongue feels funny.
Yeah, an anaphylactic reaction is it's just interesting as all.
Hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm thinking of, like, deadly allergies, I'm thinking, like, nuts and, like, shellfish.
Hmm. You want to get a clean one?
Shellfish.
Yeah, but you can't help the fact that you are deathly allergic to something.
Yeah.
You can help the fact that you're on whatever fad diet.
Well, you can't break keto.
That's true.
Okay, that's fine, but you shouldn't expect somebody else to cater that meal for you.
Does she not love Julie? Do you not love her like a sister?
Sister-in-law's? I sure as fuck don't.
Whoa.
I looked up IVF fertility diet, so who knows if this is the exact one, but it's like you're supposed to eat fish and seafood, whole grains and legumes, fruits and vegetables, herbs and spices,
Mediterranean Thanksgiving,
nuts and seeds, dairy and poultry, and small amounts of red meat. So it's like, I feel like
that was just everything.
And it says
don't eat fast food.
It says don't eat saturated fats and simple carbs. And then,
well, mashed potatoes are a complex carb, we're okay with that.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, but like you can't just like go to the Thanksgiving meal and just like pick from what you can eat.
Yeah,
it's a Thanksgiving meal, it's got a whole ass spread.
Yeah,
well, just don't pick the mashed potatoes.
I kind of have poor self-control, so I'm gonna pick the mashed potatoes if they're there.
Yeah,
I told my brother that this was not the same as a life-threatening food allergy and that this was a dietary choice and that she changes it every year. He then called my mother, who told him that we all find it difficult to keep up with Julie's dietary needs.
Good for you, Mom.
If she wants special food, she needs to bring them herself.
Yes.
Now my entire family is fighting with each other.
Oh.
My brother won't speak to me and my sister-in-law is posting nasty things about me on Facebook.
She's a little bitch. Like, that's
typical Julie move, right?
Yeah.
That's such a Julie energy.
This is a half joke, but also half pulling from a real experience. Are we more upset with her if the fad diets aren't working? Because it's like, Julie. Because I have a family member who every year is like, oh, I can't eat this, can't eat this. And it's like, maybe you should. Like, I feel like whatever you're doing ain't helping. Like, you change it every year, and every year you gotta find a better plan.
Yeah.
It's very mean, Joshua.
Yeah, I know.
I'm judging you.
Well, I have no love lost between me and this family member, so.
Damn, you're telling me that water's thicker than blood?
The way I make my water. The way I cook my blood.
Squirt's thicker than blood?
Oh my god!
That was a straight up Josh tweet. What the fuck?
Well, you said the way I make my water, and so it made me think of a Josh mentality.
I am
in a Josh mindset.
Wow. Squirt is thicker than blood. Wow.
I talked to my
Wow. Whoa.
Really, no. It makes you think.
No.
Whoa.
No.
I talked to my husband about this, and he said that this was ridiculous high school bullshit drama. He told me that he would be fine with canceling the whole meal and it just being our family. I agreed with him and then sent everyone the text message. I told him that Thanksgiving at my house is canceled and that I am serving Thanksgiving menu. I don't even know what that means. And that's a single sentence. It's canceled that I'm serving Thanksgiving menu. If they want to come over and eat with us, they're welcome to do so. I guess I just need to read one more sentence. My sister is thrilled that I finally said something about it. She hosts Christmas dinner and is also tired of having to cook an extra meal. My mom, however, is upset that we are all fighting and thinks that I shouldn't have canceled the meal. Now I'm starting to feel guilty about this, but my husband and my son say that I need to stand my ground and not give in to Julie.
Yes, agreed.
So am I the asshole for canceling Thanksgiving?
No. You didn't technically cancel Thanksgiving. You said, this is what I'm making. Whoever wants it can be here.
Yeah, you're what we call in the biz, we call that hosting Thanksgiving. You didn't really stop it.
Fair enough. Yeah. You just made the invite a little looser. It's not as strict of a time anymore. Yeah. It's just show up if you want to.
I mean,
?
Ooh. I think specifically with a holiday like Thanksgiving, it's such specific holiday foods. It's like, how are you as a one person going to be like, actually, you can't do that because of my diet and rid everybody else of like green bean casserole?
Yeah.
You know, like
I will riot if there's not green bean casserole.
Well, it's not keto. So Julie says no.
Just don't have the French fried onions on top.
Also, too, with that as well. Therefore, additionally.
We got there.
Also,
I forgot what I was going to say.
How do we feel when people bring like an unusual dish to Thanksgiving? Every once in a while you have something that's like, I brought this, and it's like, well, that doesn't really scream Thanksgiving to me.
Apple coleslaw?
Okay, so that sounds gross to me, but apple coleslaw is giving Thanksgiving.
You literally had it last year at Friendsgiving, so.
I'm saying it sounds gross, but I'm saying like it's giving
Thanksgiving energy.
Yeah, because it's got an apple.
Yeah.
Low bar.
I do think there's something weird about the apple where it's like, oh, that does actually tie it all together.
Yeah.
It's very good, just so you know. But I just feel like that's kind of an out-of-pocket thing that you wouldn't think.
Or even 2 years ago at Friendsgiving with the cream cheese and...
with the like
cream cheese and the
raspberry habanero.
Hey, raspberry habanero jam with crackers, yeah. Which like, again, fits the theme of Thanksgiving.
It was so
stuff's
good.
Pretty good.
It's very good.
It was so good. Just sometimes like my brain is like, these are the foods you have at Thanksgiving. And then sometimes people bring something out of pocket. I'm just like,
if I came over and brought like bratwurst.
Yeah, I'd be like, what the fuck? And yeah. Then I would be like, well, I have to try it because I want to try a little bit of everything at Thanksgiving. And then I'll be like, maybe we should have brats every year for Thanksgiving.
Brats, but with cinnamon on them.
You're losing me.
To make it
pumpkin
Thanksgiving.
Spice.
Applewood smoked brats.
Now
it's Thanksgiving.
It's giving Thanksgiving.
Right. I'm back in.
Slaw.
All right, you're losing me.
Sorry for stomping on your tootsies.
That's all right. You guys have the same socks on right now, and
cute.
I was literally
adorbs.
Had a little mini meltdown in my
brain. No,
I was like,
I'm
am I playing
feet.
Footsie with Josh?
Sorry about stomping on your feet.
Am I the asshole for not letting my friend use my oven during Friendsgiving?
How come they call it an oven when you oven hot the food?
I don't get that. I don't get it.
I want to be part of the joke and act like I get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's just an edited Garfield comic strip. And the joke is like the idea of like the original joke is like, how come you call it an oven?
Okay.
When you take the food out of it would be like the normal structure of that joke. But it's just, you know, absurdist comedy of.
Yeah. Yeah.
How come you call it an oven when of hot the food cold eat?
Yeah. 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 That joke's a real Monday, if you know what I'm talking about.
And I hate Mondays. So
It's fair.
So for the past 6 years, me and my friends have gotten together for a Friendsgiving. It started because most of our friends were not able to travel during the holidays.
Sorry, can I interrupt you? To go back to I hate Mondays.
Yeah.
So you know that's like typically a Garfield thing, right? That he hates Mondays.
It's yeah. actually Otis who hates Mondays.
It's actually Garfield's cock. I skipped a monster cock. I skipped Garfield's monster. Anywho, Erica, you go.
I just want to move on from this conversation.
No, please. We need to know.
I do know how Garfield hates Mondays.
Tell me about it.
All I can think about now is that I don't want to even say it.
Just tell me.
No, because it's not good.
That does.
It's
got to be better than Garfield's
cock. It's going to bring the vibe down.
We'll be the judges of that. Judges of that. Editor. Trigger warning. Guns.
A school shooter.
Continue now.
I told you.
Okay.
How am I supposed to follow up Garfield's monster cock with school shooter and be
You're nailing it.
God.
No, you are.
Anyway, I don't even remember her name. Some kid went and shot up her school, and then when they were like, why are you doing this, she said, I hate Mondays.
Interesting.
So now every time I hear
I hate Mondays,
I don't think of Garfield, I think of a school shooter. So
when was that?
In the early 2000s.
It was like Tuesday or something.
It sounds very familiar.
I don't remember that at all.
I hate Mondays.
I mean, who doesn't hate Mondays, to be real?
For real. I mean, the first thing is girl there.
School shooter.
I mean, the first one was I Hate Mondays Girl.
It's Cleveland Elementary School in San Diego.
Interesting.
Hey, the Cleveland threw me off from San Diego.
And that was in 1979.
Wow.
That was a long time ago.
I didn't even know they made school shootings back then.
Barely.
16-year-old girl Brenda Spencer lived in a house across the street from the school, and she killed the principal and the custodian.
Editor. Trigger warning. Guns.
You can cut all of this.
No, that's perfect.
Sorry.
Kent State Massacre was only 8 years before that, so they did do school shootings. That one was just state sanctioned.
Yikes.
How is that a yikes?
It's a joke. I get it. It's just kind of a rough thing.
Well, yeah. Well, you already did the trigger warning, so I felt like I could have said
fair
anything.
Fair enough.
Well, I don't know about fair anything. Enough.
Well, anything relating to school shootings. Crikey.
Oh, we're good.
Anywho.
So, for the past 6 years, me and my friends have gotten together for a Friendsgiving. It started because most of our friends were not able to travel during the holidays. I only made it through one sentence there, guys.
Well, what's even crazier
recently,
about
my
those
partner
first
and
couple sentences is how useless they were for the story. Just describing what a Friendsgiving is. Decided to hang out with my friends because we like each other's company and we were bored.
We also like Thanksgiving food. And everybody else is busy on Thanksgiving. So.
Somebody brought applesauce. What the fuck? The vibe was crazy until I tried it.
It's good, you guys, I swear.
It is actually really good.
I brought lasagna and they said, you know how that's normally a Garfield thing?
Stop.
Someone shut up an Italian restaurant.
Stop.
Mamma mia. Recently, my partner and I moved from an apartment to a small but spacious house, flex, so I offered to host this year. I did this for two reasons. First, I wanted to show off the new place. And two, because people would have plenty of space for everyone. This has been an issue in the past, as the party normally consists of anywhere from 15 to 18 people.
It's a good size.
What a flex.
It's a good size party.
Yeah. Now, this is where the big problem has come from. Our friend, we'll call her Kay. Give me a K name.
Kylie
is a professional chef and has cooked turkey for the past couple of years.
Just deep fry it.
An important note, Kylie has an amazing stove and oven in her house that I thought she would use to cook the turkey in. But after a couple of texts this morning, I learned that Kylie was planning on using our tiny kitchen for the day.
Doesn't that make sense?
I tried to explain that our kitchen's really, really small, and our oven doesn't even work that well. This is partially true. And I also just did not want Kylie taking up the whole kitchen.
So just tell her that.
An important note here is that she has done both cooking in the host kitchen and has brought the turkey from home at past Friendsgiving.
Okay. So there's precedent. There's legal precedent here.
When I asked if she could just cook it at her house, she told me that you can either let me cook it in your kitchen or I'm just not coming this year.
Weird.
It's kind of aggressive.
Weird. Now, this would not be a problem if it was someone who was bringing the rolls or if it was something other than Kylie. If it was someone other than Kylie. But Kylie makes an amazing turkey. And all our friends, let's call him Jay, Jonathan, has a crush on Kylie and will not come if Kylie bails. And if Jonathan bails, well, that'll also cause a cascade of people bailing, which is really not something that I want. So I told Kylie that she's being an asshole for putting me in this situation.
This is why you normally don't get to 18-person parties. This has already happened for some other reason.
Yeah. And then Kylie told me the turkey is always a pain in the ass to move. Just let me use your oven for the day or I'm not coming.
Imagine how bad your fucking car would smell after transporting a freshly cooked bird.
Kylie, especially if it spills.
Yeah.
You're never getting that.
You're
smell
spilling
out
turkey juice.
Yeah.
It's not if it spills, it's how much it spills.
That's true. Kylie followed up with, "You would be a real asshole for ruining a 6-year tradition." Which insane. My partner is non-confrontational and says that we are both being assholes and making mountains out of molehills. I'm just saying fuck it and letting Kylie use the kitchen. But I also feel like I'm being gaslit here.
How?
Am I the asshole?
I don't think you understand what gaslit means.
Well, no, she's the bad guy.
Definitely being like manipulated a bit or like coerced, right? Yeah. Like Kylie's definitely using the like 6-year tradition. You're going to let it go to waste. But that's not gaslighting. It's manipulating. It's girl bossing.
Is it girl bossing?
Two of the three.
I could definitely get it too because, I mean, it is just such a hassle to cook something that big and then bring it in.
Yeah.
And it's like, and if you're running behind, now you're late. Everybody's waiting on you.
And maybe Kylie is like me. And if you're going to be spending 6 hours to cook one piece of thing,
yeah,
you'd be drinking a beer here and there.
Yeah.
And maybe you want to drink and relax on your Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
You can't do that if you have to freaking transport the thing.
Also, I feel it's like true. If you have a professional chef like that's in your kitchen, I don't feel like she's going to be like, I'm only doing the turkey. I'm not doing anything else. I'm just going to be in your way. I feel like they will be there and like on top of fucking everything.
Maybe Kylie smells.
Maybe Kylie
like turkey.
My kitchen's so small and you're so stinky.
I just feel like it would be. It's. I just feel like this is a non-issue. Like, think about the turkey. You're spending what, maybe 15 minutes ish, maybe 30 minutes being super giving here, but to prep it,
yeah
you're putting it in a pan and then you're shoving it in an oven. Like, she's not gonna take up your whole kitchen the whole day.
I guess the fear would be if you were supposed to make something else that takes your oven.
That would be my only concern.
And now there's a turkey in there. That would be your
I
only
do
fear.
Get that, but I feel like at that point you gotta go, hey chef, figure out the green bean casserole. And they have to say, yes chef. On it, chef.
I've been watching The Bear recently, if you can tell.
Aurora just started it.
Have you seen it?
That's pretty good.
She watched one episode.
There's going to be episodes that I don't think she's going to like. They're very anxiety inducing.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to finish up The Great. So.
Okay.
Do you love it?
It's very good, yeah.
Don't tell me about the last season. We haven't watched the last season yet.
How many seasons are there? 3 or 4?
Well, it just got canceled, so I don't remember. I'm pretty pissed that it got canceled, actually.
I think we just started 4. Season 3.
I think this newest one is season 4.
Yeah.
Pretty good show, yeah. This is why I get so upset when other shows exist and they're just dog shit and people think they're good. Because it's like, there's good TV out there, guys. We can watch good TV.
Mm-hmm. Am I the asshole for leaving Friendsgiving without saying goodbye to anyone?
A good old Irish goodbye.
My friend, the host, invited me to her Friendsgiving. I, thinking it was going to be a nice dinner to celebrate friendship, turned into a contest to binge drink. It was
that
mediocre.
Sounds like a good time, brother.
Eventually, after food, drinks, and one lame-ass card game, I called an Uber and left. I basically snuck out. No goodbyes. Just one click back to the comfort of my home.
That's kind
of
lame.
Oops. Oh, one last snippet. Eventually, more strangers showed up, not bringing anything to share. coming late and not saying thank you for the food that was cooked by me. So honestly, at this point, it wasn't a gathering of friends. It was a fucking party.
Is this person the Grinch, but for Thanksgiving?
Yes. Yeah.
They're the Grunch. They like Grinch? Grunch?
I like
I nailed it with Grunch. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Which one did you
Grunch
like?
Was the best, but I liked Grinch. Whatever the last one was, did not like it.
Grunch?
Yeah.
It's with an L.
Doesn't he play football?
Baby Grunch.
You probably heard of Baby Grunch.
Baby Grunch just rizzed up Livy Dunn.
Susie woohoo.
I feel like you're missing the point of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which is just to have a grand old time.
Yeah, to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, not be selfish and be like, they're eating food and they didn't bring any food.
They didn't appreciate me specifically.
Yeah, yeah, it feels weird. If you already ate and you brought your food, why are you upset?
Yeah, and I guess, I don't, like, are you shocked that this is how Friendsgiving goes? Like, have you zero prior experience or knowledge of what a Friendsgiving is?
I mean, I like
parties. Maybe we're just
cool,
fucking cool and party animals.
I have good friends.
Because I would be upset if none of that happened. You know?
Yeah. Imagine if you went to a Friendsgiving and everybody brought food, so there's way too much to eat. And then you didn't play any games.
Yeah.
No alcohol was involved. And then everybody stayed there until way too late.
It would be like it would be like the bad part of your family's Thanksgiving. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Break time.
Break.
You're already cooking so many meals for the holiday season. You got Thanksgiving, December holidays, New Year's bashes. How about taking a little bit of time off in your jam-packed days for America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, Factor? Factor can help you fuel up fast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle while tackling all of your holiday to-dos.
Looking for special occasion meals during the holidays? Level up with Gourmet Plus options, prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time. Enjoy premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus.
With Factor, you can rest assured that you're making a sustainable choice. We offset 100% of our delivery emissions and source 100% renewable electricity for our production sites and offices.
So, Judgies listeners, what are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/judgies50 and use code judgies50 to get 50%
off.
That's code JUDGIES50 at factormeals.com/judgies50 to get 50% off.
Thanks, Factor.
Hello, back on this side of the podcast.
We're back on this
and
side
I
of the
cannot
podcast.
Wait, and folks.
I cannot wait, folks.
For me to.
Tell me about that circle charge.
Aurora.
I can't wait, Josh. I've been waiting so long for you to.
Tell me about that circle charge.
Well, what are we thankful for here, folks? This is Thanksgiving episode. We all know this.
I'm thankful for my friends, my family, my fat juicy dumper.
Another F word.
Fat juicy jumper.
Another one.
My foie gras.
What is that?
It's force fed duck.
Our fans. We're thankful for our fans here over at the Judges
shit.
Podcast. And so what better a way to celebrate our fans than to go back to the well, the tweets that should have banged.
Oh, geez.
Because we ran the segment last time, and Erica, you said it best when you said, those were all stinkers.
Remember? Except for the one. I liked one of them.
Yeah. Oh, it was the...
I can't...
She thinks my tractor schmutzy.
No, that's not the one.
It's definitely what it was.
Scorch thicker than blood.
anywho.
No, I still have my carrot.
Last ones were stinkers. These ones are thinkers. These are all cerebral tweets.
So these people are coming in now knowing that there's a bar has been set.
Yeah. There's a precedent.
I think these are pretty good ones. So these are all tweets that should have banged from our listeners.
Okay. Because we're thankful for them?
Yes.
Of course.
Right.
Absolutely, we're thankful for them. You're not working because of our listeners.
I guess I could throw in one of mine if that's what you're implying.
I'm not.
Do you think Frankenstein's Tinder bio reads, this is actually about Frankenstein's monster cock? I feel like that needed...
I liked that one.
No, you didn't.
Who's, not literally.
Whose is it?
That's mine. His.
And you posted that where?
Twitter.
Well, I don't use that app, so...
It's fine. Just don't lie to her.
I mean, if you would have posted it on Threads, I would have liked it.
That was why I said Garfield's cock earlier. Anywho, this is from Taylor. Hi, hi, judges. It's Reed Josh, or is it Red Josh?
Well, is it R-E-E-D?
Is it R-E-A-D, or is it R-E-A-D? Is it?
I would be angry, but Erica, you did come into twitch.tv/judgespod on last Monday, and I was having a debate on whether or not how to spell speech, as in you're giving a speech, and I was like, is it S-P... E-A-C-H? And apparently that's not a word, which blew my little mind.
It does seem weird that that's not a word. Yeah. It's so close to so many other words. Yeah. Speak, let's make it a word.
Like peach or speak. Anywho. Hi, judges. Reed Josh. You can say my name on the pod or just in general. I don't have a Twitter anymore because fuck Elon.
T-Lon. Correct.
So here is a tweet I thought of that could have banged, and feel free to tweet it out if you like it enough.
Okay.
Erica, this one could be your grand re-entrance to Twitter.
I doubt it.
She sub on my pina till I come to court.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's a good one.
Thank you for your consideration. PXPX, pisses and kisses.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good, Taylor.
Pisses and kisses or hugs and pisses?
I said PXPX.
Have we still not settled the debate of ice?
Hang on. Pisses and kisses. What did I say?
Pisses and kisses.
PXPX. Okay. Yeah. X's or kisses.
Okay. I mean,
I don't know. I don't remember which side of the debate I was on.
I could also flip flop very easily. This is from who I'm arguing against.
You're a flip flopper.
Hello, judges.
Hello.
All one word. You can use my name in the pod. It's Patrick. First time, long time. I love you all and hope you're having a good pod today, especially Christian.
You know, can I just say that I've never met a Patrick that I didn't like?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I got one. Editor?
He's fine.
Oh, okay. Editor? I don't have any.
Okay.
First time, long time. Love you all and hope you're having a good pod today, especially Christian.
Yay!
I no longer have Twitter, but I did have a couple of tweets I felt like should have done better. I spent a couple of years as an elite runner and triathlete.
Whoa.
And most of my content was centered around that. But in the midst of all that, I tweeted, Patrick's top tips for eating healthy. Salsa counts as a vegetable. And it only got a few likes on it. What are you expecting? The world?
I mean, he ain't wrong, though.
You tweeted a Just Girly Things Tumblr post.
And actually, I think I have to argue. I think salsa is a salad, not a vegetable.
Very true.
I think it's a cake.
I'm going to fuck you up right there.
I think it's boba.
I'm just kidding. Boba makes more sense.
Anyway.
What salsa about kiki? Is boba, unless it's a really, chips really spicy.
Chips is the kiki.
To the boba. Oh my God.
Yeah, for sure.
Anywho's, if you ever do that segment again, I hope you read this in the pod. My wife and I are huge fans and shitlords to boot. Shitlords are what we call our Patreon fuckers. Next one is from Juniper. You can use my name, she, it pronouns. Don't actually make tweets that much.
She, it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm. Now you have.
Okay.
Well, she, it.
Hey, thanks, bud. I knew it was coming. I mostly just share poetry when I do, but I still feel strongly about this one. This is very good. Approved gender neutral greetings, a thread. Sup, cowards. End of thread. Very good. Very, very good.
That one should have bunged. I liked it.
I do love people calling people cowards.
Threads. Hashtag threads that should have banged. This one is from Look at Hunter's Junk on Threads.
Nope. I don't like that.
And
that's my brother's name. I ain't doing that.
Mm-mm. And it's, well, it's not your brother. It's,
I would hope not.
Says, y'all won't admit these guys are dummy thick with that thummy dick with the
Spy Kids thumb.
Spy Kids thumb. So he chomped my bit. And then he threaded after it and said, sorry about my last thread. I live in America and I can't access affordable mental health care and I made it your problem. Which that one is pretty funny.
Yeah.
You lost me on the first one. You got me back on the second one. This is the last one from Oft Submitter. Knox.
Ooh.
Yeah. Tweets that should have bonged.
Bong.
I lied. So I don't use Twitter. So these aren't tweets, but
stuff, these are thoughts.
These are in a Discord server with my friends. Getting real loose on our tweets that should have banged criteria here. I think they're funny quotes, and I think more people should see the funny shit I said.
They better be 140 characters or less.
The thing is, Christian, is we're going to lose respect for Knox after this one.
Oh, no.
Knox has been a phenomenal story submitter. You know what? I don't want to taint the well. I haven't read any of these. I was really setting you up for failure here, Knox. First one. The presidency should come with a mandatory death sentence. After you finish your term, we put you down like an animal.
Honestly, holy agree. Shit. I couldn't agree wow. more with
Knox,
that.
You proved me so wrong so quickly.
Shut the fuck up, Josh.
That's Knox to you when you're trying to say they're going to be shit tweets.
I am the one who Knox, actually.
Give me that fucking carrot, bitch.
No. All I'm saying is that if the Twin Towers were actually pyramids, they'd still be here.
Unless there are... if there's a nose on it, they'd be gone. What's up with all the noses in history going away?
They're heavy and not as supported in the stone, so they fall off easier.
Fair enough. You got my ass.
I just made that shit up, but it was believable, yeah?
Yeah. I believed it.
I was going to go there, and also that like if something falls from on top of it, it's likely to hit like the nose.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, water also coming off of it, snow collecting there. Yeah. You know, the snow in the deserts of near Giza. Don't you hate when a sneeze blue balls you? Now, this one's confusing to me.
Is it ever how
now there's two there's potentially two meanings.
I don't even have balls and there's understand
there's potentially
this tweet.
Two meanings
there's not
you sneeze and your balls hurt
okay
is that not the meaning
no
so it's when you think you have to sneeze and it's not
it's
coming.
When you do the huh
yeah
and it's
I mean
it really
I
sucks.
Make that noise a lot so
is that blue balls or is that a orgasm denial?
edging?
Yeah. No, not even edging. It's orgasm denial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I guess you didn't sneeze. So.
Now he's thinking he actually does have to sneeze.
And I think there's a deeper layer to this too because everybody knows.
Everybody
a sneeze
knows.
Is 1/10 of an orgasm.
1/8. 1/8 of a cum.
There's a button I need to push right now.
A sneeze is 1/8 of a 1/7 of an orgasm.
It's one dog year of
every
a cum
is 8/10 of a sneeze, I believe is my tweet. I believe is what I said.
So I'm just saying the blue balls analogy makes sense
yeah.
here.
Anywho, don't you hate when a sneeze blue balls you was the last one I read. The next one I'm going to read is, going to make an autism stim board that's just me sticking my hands into raw meat and letting the beast take over.
I don't know about that one.
Knox, I need you to find a carrot and then hand it to somebody and ask them to whip it at you because that was vile.
Oh, my. Let the beast take over.
I mean,
I thought you said bees.
No, beast.
Oh, I'm on board now.
That changes everything.
I'm just kidding. This is just awful.
Contrary to popular belief, the pretty rocks and crystals I collect are not meant to protect me spiritually. Instead, when I put them in a sock and swing them at your head, they become quite effective in the material plane. All right, real big miss on that one, Knox. Too wordy. Minting my nudes in the blockchain. Call that NFTs.
Ooh.
I mean, minding my nudes is pretty funny, too.
NFTs, like you're teasing them. So it's nudes. Like TEASE.
Hmm.
Bootleg Pokemon main character Dust Ketchup instead of Ash Ketchup. Yeah, okay. Well, that's it, folks. I mean, geez, now the bar is so high. We had some bangers in
there. There were some bangers in that
those
one.
Those are really good. Do you think my tractor smacks you? You don't remember that one?
Dude, that one was so bad.
But like bad.
No.
Anywho.
What?
Send in yours to judgespod@gmail.com, please. We would love to get more listeners submitted.
I would love to judge your should be, could have been, probably not, won't be banged tweets.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Or honestly, send us your tweets that did bang.
Yeah,
maybe we get winners.
Okay. Or maybe send us your vile ones. Let's get some sinners.
Christian and Erica, can I be open and honest right now?
We'll
sometimes see. I struggle to find topics that are interesting or heartwarming to discuss with my partner.
Oh, Joshua, do we got the perfect thing for you?
Have you guys tried it? Tried the app Paired?
No, what's Paired?
It's a relationship app for couples. You and your partner download the app, pair together, and every day Paired gives you questions, quizzes, and games to have fun. Stay connected, and best of all, deepen your conversations. You need that, Josh.
I do need that.
Christian and I took a quiz asking how great are our dates, and Perfect. We each answered these questions like for ourselves, and then it compares the answers, and you can see like who answered what and how closely matched our answers are.
And I nailed it.
You did nail it.
But you wouldn't know that about each other if you didn't use the Paired app.
That's true. Paired app, it's simple, often hilarious, and each day you get a quiz to play or question to answer, and you can't see your partner's answer until you answer it yourself.
Whether you're just a few dates in or have been together a long time like us, it's time to lighten the mood and have fun with your partner by using Paired. Head to paired.com/judgies to get a seven-day free trial.
Free.
And 25% off if you sign up for a subscription. Just head to Paired, paired.com/judgies, JUDGIES, to sign up today.
Connect with your partner every day using Paired. A happier relationship starts here. Thanks Paired. And how we always do after the circle, George, we always follow it up with a cute little listener-submitted sound. This one's submitted to us by Ellen. Hi, my name's Ellen, and here is my listener-submitted sound. Later, nerds.
What the fuck?
Ellen.
Hi, judges. First off, yes, you can say my name.
Thank God.
Please, for the love of God, say my name. I literally could not give less of a shit.
Ellen.
If you say my name.
Ellen, your name is Ellen.
Anyway. This is my impression of that little scream that Christian does. Okay. Ah! Thank you.
I feel like that's like a robot learning Christian's scream. I didn't feel the heart.
It needs a little bit more like...
There wasn't enough excitement in it.
Yeah.
It felt
like the...
Oh, the gravel?
The gravel.
The vocal fry?
Okay.
Yeah. Ellen, yours was like really too close. Flat.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was soulless.
It was, you know when you see YouTube videos of a little kid and you can tell that they're recording in their parents' house because when they're like yelling, they do the whisper yells where they're just like, ah, frick, oh my freaking God.
Pretty close to our, maybe I should piss myself. Sound submission from 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I already forgot about that, and I do wish that was on the board right now.
Maybe I should Editor?
Fuck!
Thank you,
Ellen. It was very good.
Thank you so much, Ellen. And what comes after the listener-submitted sound every time?
Listener-submitted stories?
That's correct, Josh. I was testing you.
What do I win?
He's trying to make you... vamp a little bit until he finds his story.
Vampire.
This listener submitted story. Let me just. I don't think they want us to use their name.
Fucking
comes to us from
Todd.
Sabrina. Nope.
Mary.
This one from Mary. Am I the asshole from? Am I the asshole for blackmailing my ex-father-in-law? I, 25, female.
Did you just search Thanksgiving in the email.
I would never do that.
Because I almost did this one for our bonus episode over on weekly bonus episode over on Patreon. I almost did because it's my week to read for the bonus episode. So you know I got some good.
Why so serious,
editor?
I sure did just type in the word Thanksgiving into the search bar.
Editor's choice. I get to put in any sound effect,
whatever right the heck I want. I, 25, female, and my ex, 26, FTM, female to male. I put it together now. We're engaged to be married in December. We went to visit my in-laws for Thanksgiving. Excited for lots of family time, considering they live several hours away. On Black Friday, we went to a Christmas show of vintage decorations with my ex's parents and grandparents. While we were walking around, my ex and I both realized that my father-in-law was on Tinder, with no attempt to hide it. When we got back home, everyone was eating turkey sandwiches, and I was locked in the bathroom catfishing my father-in-law. I never messaged him, but he was messaging me repeatedly. Happy to see that we were so close and enjoying my headless body pics. I just took screenshots and then deleted the app. When we got into the car to drive home, I brought up his dad and how I was shocked to hear my ex's response. My ex idolized his dad. He was the man he always wanted to be. I spent the next 2 hours listening to how much he hates his mom and how his mom would be better off leaving her ass. But his dad is such a good guy. He's staying with her for the kids' sake, who are all in their late 20s at this point.
Yeah, what?
I couldn't tell him that I had all these screenshots after that. I should have ran then. We ended up getting married, and within the first year, and our only year, my ex developed a drinking problem.
It's really unfortunate.
Every night he was drinking to the point of blacking out.
Woof.
Going back and forth talking about the guilt of hiding this secret and talking about how great his dad is. Trigger warning. Things got abusive and his behavior was reckless. When I finally asked for a divorce, he was unemployed and told me over the phone this was his opportunity for me to watch him do whatever he wants, and he's going to go get the courts to make me pay for it if I actually file for divorce. When we hung up, I texted him and his dad in a group text that I just want a fresh start, and anytime my ex tried to fuck with me in the future of some way, someone from the Christmas card list is getting a card featuring all of father-in-law's Tinder screenshots. Every time one of them texted me, I would just reply with Grammy's or auntie's address. We finally got divorced, and in the state we live in, there's a 30-day period before the divorce is finalized where we're still liable for each other's actions.
What's
12 hours into my day 31, my ex and their fiance got into a fatal car accident.
Hang on. Say that sentence again.
So 12 hours into my day 31.
So the day after.
Yeah.
She's no longer liable.
My ex got into a fatal car accident and hit a grandfather.
When did I hear the word fiance?
My ex and their fiance.
So they weren't fully divorced yet.
And they were already engaged to be wed to somebody else?
Yep. Yeah.
Whoa.
They got into a fatal car accident with a grandfather. That was 5 years ago, and I'm still to this day getting letters from lawyers about this lawsuit. So fuck my life.
That's how messy.
Yeah.
Wait, so they, by fatal,
they hit some old guy with their car.
That guy died?
Yeah.
Not your ex? That sucks. That really sucks.
Yeah, that part's a bummer.
I mean, the whole thing's a bummer. You know
what? Yeah, the whole thing is a bummer.
Yeah.
I barely even caught the Thanksgiving coded part in there.
Yeah, that was very small. It was mostly just the father using Tinder at Thanksgiving.
And them blackmailing.
That's crazy.
I did the classic Josh mistake of reading the first paragraph and went, ooh, that's juicy.
No, it was juicy. It was. Yeah, absolutely juicy. I was zoning out pretty hard at the beginning.
That's all right.
they were on Tinder catfishing their partner's dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They saw that the partner's dad was on Tinder. You didn't listen to a damn word, did you?
I just repeated most of it. I feel like I was listening like 80%. I told you I was zoning out.
Hmm. Yeah. But yeah, father-in-law was using Tinder. So then they went into the bathroom and started catfishing the father.
Gotcha.
Which is weird, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I kind of had to repeat it. It's like,
but they didn't respond at all.
Yeah, I get that, but it's...
It's weird to go weird. And like search out the blackmail instead of just calling it out.
Fair.
In a way. I get why you might. I'm just saying it's a weird line of thinking.
Also, yeah. I feel like you have to like sign up for like Tinder Premiums. How many swipes do you get in a day?
I don't know.
I've never used Tinder.
I think the thing is you get unlimited swipes, but you can like once you run
super likes or whatever.
Yeah, you can pay for super. This is, I don't know Tinder specifically, but you get unlimited swipes, but especially depending on the area where you're at, you might run out of people to swipe.
Okay.
So you can pay to like refresh your list faster than you would.
And I mean, he probably is, if you just put your age limit to like the highest ranges, it probably hitting old dudes, and it's like, can't be that many old dudes, right?
Yeah. Well, and you know, based off proximity and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it was weird that he's like, holy fuck, you're only 0.1 miles away? We should meet up.
Yeah.
I'm already in your house, you freak.
That's awesome.
It's like you're right here. I just wish I could see you. Thoughts?
Next story is my thought. I feel like we talked a lot about that one a little bit.
Am I the asshole if I stop paying my daughter's tuition over a disgusting comment she made towards my new girlfriend?
That sounds like asshole behavior, so.
Yeah, that title is not giving you much fair grace from me.
My 56 male wife died at the young age of 51.
Let's guess the girlfriend's age.
I'm going to go with 24.
Oh, it's got to be 20s, right? You know what? I'll be an optimist. 31.
Are we doing Price is Right rules?
No, just closest. 25 then. Is this what you want from me?
Wow, Josh, that was aggressive.
31 is my answer. We'll do Price is Right rules.
My wife died at the young age of 51. I was in deep mourning for about a year after her death.
If you only mourn me for a year... I will fucking haunt you.
Well, deep mourning. You're still mourning after that.
Deep mourning.
This is more like a shallow mourning.
No.
Like, you'll hook up with other people, but put a printout of your face on them.
Ew. No.
1 year of inconsolable.
Is that worse?
And then, like, you know, only if I have no, like, stimulants going on in the background. Like, if I'm in silence, I'm like, oh, man. Oh, shucks.
Just read.
Oh, wait, dog years or human years?
Can you hit the button I want you to hit, please?
Shut the fuck up, Josh. Shut the fuck up, Josh. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Or did you want...
I wanted the carrot one, but you know what? I forgot that one existed, and I liked that one better for the moment, so good choice.
I'm just going to make up a name. I met my girlfriend... Kathy, 43, female.
Wow.
January.
Very.
So you win. Price is Right rules.
Relatively age appropriate. I mean, I'd say that's age appropriate. I like, good for you, bud.
Good for you, bud.
You beat expectations.
Kathy was, met around January. Kathy was the one who made me laugh for the first time after my wife died. She's smart as hell. 3 Ivy League degrees.
Whoa.
Has a dark sense of humor that I love. She's a terrific cook and overall an amazing woman who I can imagine spending the rest of my life with. She is also on the heavier side, a fact that will become relevant later.
Interesting.
I have 2 children, Evan, 25, male, and Angela, 19, female. They were well aware that I had gotten a new girlfriend before I first introduced them to Kathy this summer. She got along immediately with Evan, but... Angela was very, very standoffish. After that initial meeting, I asked Angela if there was something wrong, but she denied it. Kathy made a few more attempts to get to know Angela, but they were all rudely rejected. Evan and Angela both came home for Thanksgiving dinner this year, and I asked Angela to please be Delight during this meal, since she's always being rude in her interactions with Kathy, even though Kathy has been doing nothing but gracious, has been nothing but gracious in return. The dinner was going well, as well as it could have for the first 10 minutes, although I noticed Angela glaring at Kathy the entire time. When Kathy went to grab her third helping of mashed potatoes, Angela said, "Don't you think you've eaten enough, you fat pig?"
That's wild. Oh my God. Kathy's, I was about to slightly razz him for like specifying third helping, but wow.
Kathy started sobbing immediately and ran off into the bedroom.
It's Thanksgiving.
Also, it's mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I felt my face turn red and told Angela to get out. About a half hour after Angela left, I texted her saying that I would no longer be paying her tuition unless she first apologizes to Kathy, and second, Kathy accepts her apology. Angela must have assumed that I was bluffing because she instead doubled down on her behavior during Thanksgiving dinner. I then logged into her university tuition payment website, canceled the next semester's tuition, and sent Angela the screenshots of this. She called me crying and begging me to reconsider, but I told her that my mind was made up. So am I the asshole?
It's a tough one for me.
Yeah.
Because the stakes are so dire. Holding somebody's education or access to education when you can afford it, or when you're paying it, it's a very dickish move.
Yeah,
but to get out of it, all she has to do is apologize.
Yeah, everyone kind of sucks, right?
But then Kathy also has to accept the
stipulation. There is strange to me, but Kathy seems like a nice woman. I feel like she would accept the apology. Yeah. I think it's a lot more of telling of Angela here.
Yeah. Well, there were some people in the comments saying, like, maybe you were able to grieve enough to, like, move on, but, like, she was 19 or 18 when this happened. Like,
fair.
Maybe they haven't processed it fully and don't know how to deal with it.
That's totally fair. That doesn't give you the rights to just
call someone a fat pig.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is
so insane.
She's got 3 Ivy League degrees.
Yeah. But, it's like, everybody sucks here. Like, that is one. It's, I can't imagine ever being that rude to somebody's face.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, I'm gonna call people fat pigs when I see 3 servings of mashed potatoes. I'm going for 4.
What if it was
that was all jokes. I'm very sorry. That
what if
I was trying to save it. What if what?
I don't know why you had to.
I felt bad. I didn't want people to take it too seriously.
Okay.
I'm panicking, Josh.
I just feel like you didn't say anything controversial.
Like, especially we can all tell that you were joking.
What if it was going to be I think you should leave sketch where she's like, eating dinner with my fat fucking ugly friends. Like,
if we knew what year it came out, it was actually at the same exact time as that.
We all look stupid as shit, horking down pig slop.
Horking is a good word.
Yeah.
It's also insane to like cancel her tuition with like 0 notes, because it's, how do you even recover from that? I mean, you're not going to be able to find a loan fucking service. Scholarship or a loan in the middle of a semester.
I wonder. Well, it was
next semester. Yeah. And it's, if it's Thanksgiving break, you've got
4 weeks.
Yeah.
But like, it would be one thing if it was, you said it and now I'm cutting you off permanently.
Yeah.
Versus, like, you said it, you need to just apologize.
Yeah.
And then you're fine.
Yeah.
But it's wild for me. It's wild to pull the plug.
You should really. I don't know. I everybody sucks here, so I'm just like, I can't even choose a side of be mad or at. But yeah, the apology thing, it's like, you can be upset. You should just apologize for being fucking rude. Like, you don't have to be like, you like Kathy now. You can still dislike your dad's girlfriend.
Yeah,
you have every right to like not want to be around this person, but you don't have the and I'm thinking about this like as the point of view of a parent, because we obviously haven't gotten to that stage yet where we have to like, go ahead. You have a question?
Yeah. I'm just trying to, the stage where one of you remarries and then your son has to.
No.
Like, what stage are we worried about?
I'm talking about our child being a fucking asshole and we have to be like, hey, we raised you better than that. What the fuck? Yeah.
Your kid doesn't have like personal autonomy yet.
Right. Well, he can't speak yet. Right. So I don't have to be like, hey, don't call somebody a fat pig.
Right.
I just am trying to think of like, how are we going to.
What has Miss Rachel taught you? Naughty, naughty Miss Rachel. No.
Yeah. You would hope it would come naturally, huh? What do you do if your kid
That's what I'm saying. Like, as a parent, what else do you do?
Yeah.
You're going to do what you, the only thing that you think you have the power over, and it's her education.
Yeah.
It still fucking sucks, and I don't think I would have done it, but I guess I get it to an extent.
You should have just grounded her. Okay. No going out on Black Friday.
Okay.
Oh, Angela's finding a way out.
What the heck?
Well, if she can find a way out, then she can find a way to pay her own tuition.
Yeah. Woof.
Woof.
College should be fucking free for everyone anyway.
And that's why I'm not paying for your college.
He's saving you, Angela. College is a scam.
It is a scam.
You know, it's not a scam. It's heading over to Judgy's Pod on Patreon. Patreon.com/Judgy's Pod and getting another
full getting hour of...
Weekly bonus episode.
Every single week also gets you, you can get access. That's $10 tier. $5 tier, still the monthly one. I said I was going to end it in January.
We'll see.
Over half of our patrons have converted to the $10 tier. So.
Which That's we love you cool. for. It. We
Thank
love
you very
it.
Much. Thank you. Thanks all those shitlords. $1 tier, of course, if you
add
just...
Add free episodes.
Add free episodes, access to the Discord for life and for wife. People have gotten married in there. No. Before you even ask.
I was in shock.
Yeah.
I was in awe.
Where else can they find us at, Richard?
You can go on the internet and search up. You can search up the Judgy's Podcast, and then you'll find probably stuff. Or you can go on to like any social media platform that you're on. We're probably also on that. So.
And that handle.
That handle is at Judgy's Pod. J-U-D-G-I-E-S Pod. And if you wanted to send us in your own listener submitted stories or sounds or tweets that should have bunged or whatever, you can do that at judgiespod@gmail.com. And if you want to send us in mail, the P.O. Box is P.O. Box 58, Ottawa, Illinois, 61350.
This is a blast. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I hope you're
kisses and kisses.
I hope you're thankful and grateful.
Love you all. We're thankful for you and your patronage and listening and all of the things.
It's giving.
One last look at my nails.
It's giving opalescence.
It's very cute.
Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.